We now talk Lions here with Michael Rothstein, ESPN NFL Nation Lions reporter, host of the Michael Rothstein Show podcast. Michael, thank you for taking the time. So there's a lot of noise about the Lions trading out or trying to trade out of that number three pick. Where are we on that?
Well, listen, it's what Bob Quinn, I think, would prefer to do. When he had his Zoom call, we can't really even call it a press conference, right? We have to call it like a Zoom call. With the media on Friday, he even said in one of the first questions, drafting at three or wherever we pick. Right? So he is very, very clearly open to a trade. It's just a matter of whether or not he can find a partner to trade with. Now, is that Miami? Is that the Chargers? Is that maybe Jacksonville? Is that somebody else? I don't know. Bob Quinn has said that he would like to have a really good idea of what he's going to have happen on Thursday night by Thursday afternoon, because he doesn't want to be on the clock in this virtual situation where he's in the house with his kids and his wife and nobody else instead of their draft room. He doesn't want to be dealing with that when he's on the clock. He wants to know whether they're going to probably trade out or what scenarios might exist by Thursday afternoon, instead of worrying about it when they're on the clock, when they've got so many other things potentially going on. So he's had some conversations already. He expects to have more conversations this coming week with teams that might be interested. And the one thing he did indicate is that he doesn't necessarily want to move down too far unless he can get a massive haul back, because he wants to still stay in that tier of really elite players that are in this draft. So I don't think he's going to be dropping too far unless a team's willing to give him a Ricky Williams or Julio Jones-like compensation package when those players were traded up for.
So, Michael, say he decides against a trade. He doesn't want to trade down. He wants to keep that number three overall pick. Could you see him taking Jeff Okuda, who's projected to go third overall, a phenomenal Ohio State cornerback, or is there a different need that you think could be a possibility?
Yeah, Katie, I think that Jeff Okuda is the odds-on favorite to be that selection. They have a massive need at corner ever since they traded Darius Slay to Philadelphia. Yeah, they signed Desmond Trufant in free agency, but Desmond Trufant's getting towards 30. They have Amani Awarie, who they really like coming out of rookie year, but they need three starting corners. Right now they have two, in Trufant and Justin Coleman, who they signed last year, will be in the slot. So they need a third starting corner no matter what. Bob Quinn has made that pretty clear that he feels that corner is a critical position of need, not necessarily even just for his team, but just in general in the NFL. Jeff Okuda fits what Matt Patricia wants, a man press corner, really good closing speed. So to me, he makes a lot of sense. Now, a couple of other names to watch could be Derek Brown and Javon Kinlaw, especially if they trade down out of three, right? At three, I don't know if you can really pass up on Okuda and Isaiah Simmons for one of those defensive tackles, but they need a defensive tackle as well. Derek Brown, specifically to me, could be a guy that if they don't go with Okuda and they decide that the interior of the defensive line is maybe more important, that might be a surprise type of situation. And personally, I think Isaiah Simmons is a great player and can play anywhere, and Matt Patricia could have a lot of fun with him.
Yeah, so much versatility with Isaiah Simmons for sure. In your article posted yesterday to ESPN.com, Michael, I thought it was really, really interesting. You mentioned that Bob Quinn's going to be at home with his kids, his wife, during this draft. But then there's a portion of your story where you dive into every device that is going to be present in his office. Can you just kind of speak to how much technology has to be in an owner or a GM or a coach's home office to make this happen virtually?
Yeah, I mean, every team and every GM and coach are going to be different, right? But Bob Quinn, he indicated like Amazon and FedEx and UPS and the Lions IT people and U.S. Mail, they've been making a lot of deliveries to the Quinn residents in suburban Detroit, getting them ready for this. The list of stuff he has, and he couldn't even show, he was like, I can't show you exactly how everything's set up because I don't have that capability at this point. But he was listing it off that he has a landline, two cell phones, a big draft phone. I still don't really understand what the big draft phone is. I'm picturing like a giant like inflatable phone, but that's real. Three monitors, a TV, computers, everything has redundancies that they have set up at Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia's house as far as power, internet, phone, Cable, all of it. They've got backup plans. I can only imagine what his virtual war room in his small home office is going to look like, and the amount of technology that's in there. When he was reading it off, oh, I forgot the printer, by the way. When he was going through it all, it kind of sounded like a Best Buy shopping list for like a small technology company.
It was wild reading. I couldn't even fathom. The amount of Ethernet cords probably in these people's houses has to be insane.
Oh, that's funny. Michael Rothstein, NFL Nation Lions reporter with us here. Hey, Michael, one last question for you. What do we know about the status of Matt Stafford's health, and how would that potentially impact them at the quarterback position with this particular draft?
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, they've been saying it for months. It's funny. Every time Bob Quinn or Matt Patricia talks, they're asked about Matthew Stafford's health. They said he was going to be fine in January. Matthew Stafford had indicated that he felt he was close. At the Senior Bowl, they said he was really close. At the Combine, they said he's perfectly healthy. He was asked again about it yesterday, and he said again, yeah, he's perfectly healthy. If Matthew Stafford, if they had an off-season program where they were actually doing things instead of doing things virtually, Matthew Stafford would be full go. And they've said it so consistently that you have to kind of believe that it would be true. And as far as impacting this draft, they signed Chase Daniel to a free agent contract to be the backup. I still think they pick a quarterback at some point in the draft. Maybe day two if a guy falls, right? Like, or if there's a guy that has great value. But otherwise, maybe day three. A name to watch could be Anthony Gordon, the quarterback out of Washington State, on day three. They coached him at the Senior Bowl. I know they liked him at the Senior Bowl. And I think he's the type of developmental prospect that they can really work with down the road. And I don't see them necessarily going quarterback early in this draft because they have other needs. Bob Quinn even said it on Friday that ideally, when you're taking with these early picks, you want a guy that's going to help you this year. And if they're not going to necessarily help you this year, then you have to have a really long conversation about whether or not you want to take that player. And to me, a guy like a Tua or a Justin Herbert, you know, or even maybe a Jordan Love, if you're going to look at them in the first round, say they trade back and get a second first round pick, you have to really make a decision that, okay, you want this guy to be your quarterback of the future. And maybe you go on the Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes plan from the old Kansas City days. But right now, I don't see the Lions doing that because people forget Matthew Stafford is still only 32, 33 years old, even though he's been in the league, it seems like forever, right? He's still not that old. Mm-hmm. So I think he's got some good years left, and he was playing at a really good level before he broke his back against Oakland. He was playing maybe some of the best football I've seen him in my 7 years covering the team.
Michael Rothstein, ESPN NFL Nation Lions reporter with us here on Game Day here on ESPN Radio. Thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it. Stay safe.
Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, thanks, George, Katie. Appreciate it. Thanks for everything you do.